It's Boss Barrel Radio, episode 104. I am Griffin Hoffman, and this week the house is packed with Ryan Fielder, Andy Poppin, Matt Lake, and Chris Backstrom. Damn, guys, how do we fit in this basement?
It just it reminded me of that, like a Family Guy episode. And we're passing the savings on to you!
You!
Wacky waving inflatable arm, flaming two men.
Where did you get theme music?
From this guy right here, Andy.
That's a great idea.
Right?
Everybody needs their own theme music.
It's a band. Old band. Yeah.
It's part of having a part of being a musician, you know, you can make music and stuff.
I haven't been here in a while, so since you barely beat me in the
tournament. Welcome back.
So, thank you.
Licking your wounds.
Yes.
Speaking of wound licking.
It took me 8 months to get over it, but now I'm back. Okay.
Matt, how do you feel sitting next to your arch rival?
I really want to punch him in the face right now.
Yeah. Okay. Fellow 80s file.
Okay, wow. It's
I'm not happy about it, as you can tell.
I because you're angry that I mash buttons better than you.
Yeah, for the radio folks, despite his calm voice, he's very upset.
It's the quiet ones you always have.
I'm really upset, as you can tell.
Andy, I like your watch.
Thank you.
It's really sharp looking.
It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. It's blinding. I don't know if I can see right now.
Mm. It's a good thing that this is a podcast.
Yeah. All the lights are off. That's why it's blinding.
This is great radio.
So, guys, it's been a while. Almost, 2 weeks since we've done this? Andy, a longer time. Yeah. Chris, an even longer time. So we're here to talk about some video games. What have you been up to?
You brought me over.
I was here.
For
I'm here for women. I don't. I heard this is a great way to meet women.
This is. Yeah, you can put this on your resume. That's what you give to women.
Your lady resume.
This is on my Match.com.
Your OkCupid profile.
Yes.
I prefer Zeusk, but whatever.
You guys can't have the same profile. You don't want to have like this. Yeah, that'd be competition. You don't want to be playing against each other.
That's right.
Yeah, you're right.
Do you?
Yeah. Who would win that one?
You're on there as a male, right? You're not posing.
Hell no.
Female.
I'm on there as a woman.
I always RP as a woman. So, Chris, you haven't been here in the longest amount of time. Yeah. So, what have you been up to? You've been playing any video games? Saints Rose?
As you know, I buy
Mario
games a year after they come out, and I only buy like one every couple months. So, finally got Black Ops 2 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to say, I'm going to say it. I'm just going to confess. I don't like it.
That's okay.
Damn.
Damn you.
But I like that game.
I'm pissed at that game. The thing with all the Call of Duties, every time I buy a new one, I play it for a little while and I get better and get better. And then by after.
Are you
a
playing
month,
online?
You found the weapons you want. Yeah, just play it online. I mean, the story mode's good. They're always good. But
okay.
Just playing the little brats online.
I've never played them online.
Yeah, that's probably what
my Seriously?
Problem. I don't play it online, though.
Really? Yeah. That's okay. That's interesting.
He's seen them played online.
I watched
quite a bit.
Play them online.
I couldn't
a lot.
Get through the campaign. But, I just did not care.
Yeah, but after you know,
really. Campaign's the best part.
I'll let you finish.
After a month, 6 weeks, you find the guns you want, you find the settings, you find which one would work for each level, and you just start kicking mass. And now after, 6 weeks, 2 months on Black Ops, I am still getting destroyed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Averaging about 8 kills and 22 deaths and a lot of angry children screaming at me over the... to the point where now where I actually mute... the TV after the end of each game, so I don't have to hear anybody.
Or you don't just mute all the players to begin with?
Yeah, I can mute the players. It's easier for me just to mute the game entirely in between games, so I don't have to hear anything.
Yeah. I do that same thing. I just avoid the whole muting process by never playing online.
Yeah. So I've gone back and I've played the old ones. I mean, just because the new ones come out doesn't mean I can't play the old
ones.
It's
true. And there are still people out there.
I mean, I'm still great at all the old ones.
Okay.
I secretly like World at War for some reason.
Huh.
Wait, I just remember the first scene of that game being like, holy shit. Because like somebody gets like stabbed in the eye and then his throat slit within 5 minutes because you're in a Japanese torture thing.
Yeah.
It was just, wow, this is really intense. And then it was a long time ago, but that was not something that happened in video games.
If you put in World at War now, it's 2,000 to get the new maps, but only 1,600 credits to buy the game itself. So you put it in, you don't have the new maps. Yeah, it costs more to update the game than it does to actually buy the game at this point. Also, it's been hacked so much that you can't even actually play it anymore if you just want to put it in and play casually. It's actually it took me 8 tries to get one game where there wasn't anyone flying.
Yep.
They can do that now?
Yeah, but only in that game. I put in Modern Warfare 2, no problem.
Yeah, I still play Modern Warfare 2 sometimes.
So yeah, that's it.
I miss internet.
So you hate the Black Ops?
Not the biggest fan. It's not. I usually use the larger machine guns.
You turn around a corner.
I shoot 5 times.
Yeah,
and the other guy shoots 1, and you're dead. I don't get.
See, that's why I stopped playing Modern Warfare 3. Just the lag issue.
Are you aiming for their heads?
Oh, see, because the Treyarch ones for me have always been way more poorly made.
Huh. That's the general consensus. Yeah.
Black Ops 1 wasn't like that for me.
Oh, it was way like that for me, where people are like skipping. You know what I mean? And oh god, like Black Ops 1 killed Call of Duty for one of my friends. Like it was, which sucks because I liked playing with him, and now he just won't. I have issues with the insistence on changing shit. I'm sorry. Should I just cut that language?
Whoa! Yeah. Whoa there! I've been a
bunch of dudes in the basement here. We can't be saying S-word. That.
Wait, we can't cuss?
I'm also really upset because they don't have a 3-round burst gun that kills with 1 burst. Like the FAMAS in Modern Warfare 2. I can't think of the one. There's one in every game. There's always one. And that's my gun.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have one. There's a 4-round burst gun, which gets pretty close. But the 3 rounds are like you have to sink like
they don't have
that burst in there.
They don't have that in the future.
Yeah, I guess not. No. Apparently,
3-round burst. You kidding me?
Yeah,
it's not accurate.
Future is 4 rounds.
And then the last option for every gun is select fire. So if you probably could get a 3-round burst gun that kills on one trigger pull. But you have to, like, play the crap out of that gun.
If you shoot them in the head, though, they should die.
Really, it's a trick, yeah.
They should.
Pro tip.
Keep in mind that Griffin does not play multiplayer.
Yeah.
So he shoots
the head's
robots
always
in
moving
the head.
Around.
He shoots robots in the head.
I shoot things in the head. Okay. It's all the same.
Here's me on really. Black Ops 2.
I beat Black Ops.
Remember that scene in Pulp Fiction where the guy comes out of the room and tries to shoot Samuel Jackson and John Travolta? Yep. The gun and just 6 bullets fly by his head and they look back. That's me right now playing Black Ops, running out of guys with my shot.
Yeah, with a shotgun point blank.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Because the shotgun's the only gun I get to work on that game, actually. Any level that's smaller, it seems like the shotgun works, but any larger weapon...
They rebalanced everything. Like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. To the point where LMGs are like nothing. Like the big machine guns?
Yeah, that's the
and shotguns are
the ones I used on the old games and would do great now. Destroyed.
Mm-mm. It's a SMG and shotgun game.
That sounds like I need to play it.
Because
that's all I rolled around with back.
The nice thing is that you can put an they did fix the loadouts so that you can put like 2 primary weapons on it. So you can have a shotgun and a submachine gun and run around and just tear things up.
Could you have double shotguns?
Yes. Yes. Yes, you could.
Like akimbo shotguns?
No. But you can have a shotgun on your back and then switch to another shotgun.
That sounds like a plan. Needs
this
to happen.
This is my close quarters shotgun. Yeah.
Good luck killing anyone more than 5 feet away. But
although, there is a shotgun that shoots solid slugs that kills with 1 hit. And is like a long distance gun. That's fun to play with. So anyway, so that game came out in November.
Yeah, it was a good game.
It was the best Call of Duty game, actually.
I just couldn't do it. Couldn't do the story.
Well, I don't know. I really better than Modern Warfare 2?
No. Oh yeah, easily. Oh,
all right,
that one was my favorite.
I had
a setting on there with the little. You just run around like a crazy person. You put on the 2 fast ones with this. And you just...
Oh, and they nerfed the knife, too.
Yeah.
The knife's worthless now.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't melee anyone?
You can, nope. But it's really slow, and it doesn't always instant kill, and it's it's stupid. Except because I think that you're supposed to equip a knife, and then it does what it did in all the other games.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm not happy with it, and I couldn't get through the campaign. I just didn't give a shit. It was
did you go on hardcore?
No, I always go easy just so I can get through it.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't care for it. Campaign was the best part, man. Mm-hmm. So good.
Mm-hmm. Didn't care. Just don't care.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
I was playing easy too. I mean, why not? Why make things harder than yourself? There's nobody watching me.
Right.
My home.
If I feel like I want to play the game again, I'll go
harder. Who cares
harder.
If I played it on hard? Yeah.
Maybe this is why you guys are terrible online, because you can't beat the robots.
Hey.
It's true. Nobody said I couldn't beat the robots. I believe I said I didn't just care just tired about of killing robots.
Oh,
there's
right.
a lot of angry 14-year-olds there. They're very mad at me right
now. I could have pretty... Yeah, you just slog through. I feel like Call of Duty games, and you talked about how this game's different.
I've seen you play Perfect Dark, Andy.
Oh, yeah. That's yeah, that's right. And all of you folks at home have seen it, too. It just feels like Area 51 to me.
What's that?
Call of Duty.
Oh.
Or Area 51/Maximum Force. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? Where it's just like people jumping out. And you're like... And, you know, even in Area 51, if you shoot these two people in a different order, you'll go in a different way.
Yeah.
Like,
no, that's absolutely accurate. Yeah, for the campaign.
Yeah.
It's very scripted. Yep.
So I just can't do it anymore. I played a million of them.
That's my Area 51 noise, right? That's a zombie noise?
I thought Cookie Monster made an appearance.
And there's that giant black dude with the blue vest on who's like, follow me! Right at the beginning of it. And then you have to try really hard not to shoot him.
I played that game 2 years ago.
I always shot him. That's why.
That's a secret cheat. Oh. Shoot him a lot at the beginning.
Yeah.
Did you play any Halo 4?
I didn't play that Halo multiplayer. Well? Okay. I did finish the campaign, and I guess I just don't. I'm not a fan of shooter campaigns. I guess because it's really all it is. I mean, that's what a shooter is just things jumping out, and then you shoot them, and you figure out different, better ways to shoot them. I don't know. I played all the way through Halo. I almost played it all the way through twice, but not because of the story.
Hated every minute of it.
Well, what happened is I lost the save file.
So oh shit!
It, yeah, or something happened. I don't know why I had to play it again. It was like, oh god damn it!
What about the story?
I've always felt like the Halo story is just a vehicle, which it obviously is.
I think this was a really awesome vehicle, though.
It was, I don't know. I've never cared about them, Halo, or Master Chief and Cortana. I just don't care. It sounds like I don't care about anything.
If you haven't cared about it before, this game probably won't make you care.
Right, exactly.
Well, I didn't care about it before.
Oh, really? I thought you said you loved Halo before.
No, I liked playing it with it because it was fun. But I didn't care about the stories at all.
But this one hooked you?
I've always felt like Halo was just like, all right, Master Chief, now this other thing happened. Run over here and get to these guys and kill them. Or, I don't know. I'm trying to think of an example of something different. Resident Evil is kind of a different thing, sort of.
I think the beat-to-beat moments, the moment-to-moment gameplay in Halo is pretty rote, but I think the world at large that they crafted was really fun, and that's what drew me in. I was like, ah, it's big spaceships!
Yeah.
I love those!
It's cool. Like, when you're outside, when you go outside the spaceship, and you're... That's a cool one. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Totally,
speaking of going outside of
you have to
spaceships.
Go out the airlock and use your Master Chief super strength to manually operate a giant cannon.
Oh yeah, right off the beginning. Yeah, that was good.
I love that they have a manual. Like, oh, you're gonna have to do it manually.
Right, you have to shoot the missile with your hands.
That's a thing that's in the future, apparently. Right. Anyway, so
Chris, you play anything besides Call of Duty?
Not really.
Yeah,
went back and played Saints Row again because that's the greatest game
the
ever.
The first one,
Saints Row 3.
Oh, three. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a really good game.
First one was pretty good, too.
I always play the second time as a hot chick.
Oh, okay. Without clothes.
Wait, how many times have you played the second time?
She was in pasties and in G-string the entire time, and she took that city over naked.
Yeah. Some badass
made that. The first time I played it, a giant blue guy that made him look like Dr. Manhattan. was kind of cool. Other than that,
it's a great game.
Strangely enough, I bought the Orange Box and played Half-Life 2. And all
really?
Its, huh. All its
games. Never, that never been better
time talking about games
than
that
now.
Came out a few months talk ago. About... Let's talk about a game that came out 9 years ago.
how's Team Fortress doing?
I just went a little old school with my recent
play. I like that.
So hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
I played that game 2 years ago, so it's I'm kind of in the same boat.
I had never played the other episodes after the main game, so
yeah.
I went. It was like, what, $14 for the.
Yeah.
The whole thing. So
four games for 14. That's a sign me up.
It's a great deal.
You'd have to be crazy not to take.
Come
this
on
deal.
Down to you get this your own... Orange Box Emporium.
Wacky waving inflatable arm and flailing tube man.
Easy payments of $7.99. We'll waive the first one if you order now. Hurry, they are going out of stock fast.
No credit,
I can barely
bad
keep
credit.
Them on the shelf.
We take everyone.
I bought Madden 2, but then I remembered why I stopped buying
Madden 2?
No, Madden as well.
Yeah, that would be frustrating. Wow, this is way worse than the last one.
I remembered went back in time and I bought Madden 1992.
I remember why I stopped buying those games, because now there's 35 different things you need to do before you snap the ball, whereas last time I bought a sports game, it was A to hike and B to throw.
I feel like Madden has like alienated any new people to that.
You need
genre.
To
like
you got to dumb it down for me.
You have to like be playing Madden forever. In like 20 years, when everyone dies that ever played that game is gone for sure.
No, it's just Madden will eventually have the FPS renaissance of like somebody will Call of Duty ificate this series and genre, and they'll be just they'll make it more arcadey. And it'd be like, oh man, this is exactly like Blitz, because it's really easy and it makes sense. No offense, it's not really easy. I'm just saying, it's easy to get into. I mean, like, anybody can play it and have fun, whereas in Madden now, it's totally bananas and it's just as crazy as the hardest JRPG to understand what the hell is going on in that game.
When we get around to me, we'll talk more about that idea.
Well, go ahead. We're right here.
Oh, okay.
We're around to you.
We skipped Matt over here.
You can talk about Madden if you got stuff to say about Madden.
I have nothing to say about Madden.
They don't know what order we're
saying.
I have something to say about making games more accessible to a wider audience.
Well, why don't you just talk about it now?
I've been playing Need for Speed, Most Wanted.
Dude, that game was awesome when I first got my Xbox.
No, not the first one. Not the 2005. They re-released it.
Is it the same game?
No.
No?
Easiest because I tried to play the first one and I just wasn't interested. I've never really been like a racing guy, because you had to earn your cars. You always have to earn your. You always start with one car and then they're like, win races,
just go steal them.
Yeah, like well, in Most Wanted now, you don't have to earn your cars. You get an awesome car and then you just drive around because it's open world. You drive around the world and if you see a car, like there's certain jack points is what they're called, like spots on the where there's a car, and then you can just drive. Like you'll find hidden Maserati, or you'll find
a
Bentley. Yeah, you just jack it, and then you drive it around, and then each car has different races. There's like four or five different races that you can do with that car, and there are like 26 cars. And
is this the game where it has like?
And the cops.
Quick time events with you running through buildings and
the
shit?
Run?
No.
No, that's... Okay, thanks,
that's
Matt.
That's what you're thinking
of. No. It's just a straight-up racing game. Okay. With the added element that the cops will chase you. Like, it's like GTA or without the getting out of the car.
And shooting?
Yeah, with no guns. And
oh, you mean Driver. Okay.
I've never played it. I don't know. Maybe.
That's... Game came out in like 1996. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, but maybe actually, you know what? Well, it's the most recent one
regen
was made by the guys who do the Burnout series. And I find it way more accessible. I'm just not interested in doing like a Forza or a Gran Turismo.
I've always liked the Need for Speeds more than any other.
Yeah, where I have to like race like a Formula 5 for 7 hours before I get anything that I really want to actually drive. That's so not fun. And it's the learning curve is so absurd that it just, but this Need for Speed, I'm in. I'm going to buy a wheel and play the shit out of this game.
Please don't.
Now that Need for Speed is recycling their titles, what do you think the next one's going to be?
I don't know what happened. I think Criterion, I think that's the company,
Need for Speed
had a partial involvement in the first Need for Speed Most Wanted, and then this time they're just like, no, you screwed it up. This is how we wanted to make this game. So it's like George Lucas making a special edition, except for it's not the same game at all. It's just completely different. I'm a fan. I'm in it because it's fun right away. It's like a Top Gear. If you're a fan of Top Gear, then you're going to like this game. I've always wanted to drive these cars, even though I'm not really, obviously.
And run away from cops.
And do crazy crap. Do you just make sweet jumps?
I love sweet jumps and crazy crap.
I like big ass ramps.
It's just like GTA. Except for without the whole violence thing. Anyway. And I also played Fez.
Yeah.
Which is another example of a really accessible, simple game. Yep. That's really deep.
Zero barrier to entry on that one.
Yeah.
Yep.
But at the same time, it's so, so intensely complex.
You finished it a billion times, right? I think we talked last week about
that. 1 billion times.
Yeah. I got my...
Did you see the 3D, true ending?
My 3D specs.
Okay.
Which happens when you get everything.
Yeah.
I didn't figure it out, though, just to be clear. I read the internet because I'm not going to learn a language for a video game.
Right.
It's not like Lord of the Rings, which I also didn't learn a language for, but that's...
I would sure hope not.
You just have that one tattooed all over your arms.
Or
Klingon.
I'm not going to do that.
Again.
Yeah.
Just permanently engraved on your body somewhere. No need to learn it when it's already written down on you.
Yeah. I've got a whole line of Sindar. It's just bad that I know that it's Sindar.
Anyway. Nerd. You're such a nerd, Ian.
Yeah, that's so pretty impressive. Nerdy. You've got other video game nerds calling you a nerd right now.
Burning games. Car games are just this black hole in my knowledge.
I get that.
I could literally care. They could disappear from the spectrum of video games and it would do me no harm.
That's the way I felt. When I was a kid, we had a really, really simple Formula One game that I loved where I could change gears and steer. And that was as much as you could do. And it was super fun. And it made you feel like you were going fast. And then that was the last one of those games until this year when they were just add more crap. Let's make it more realistic. I don't really want it to be realistic. I want to have fun driving fast cars.
Did you ever play a Burnout game?
I haven't.
You should play those.
Yeah. Those are pretty sweet.
Yeah, this is the same guys who do Burnout did this Need for Speed.
When is Need for Speed Burnout going to come out?
Probably never, unfortunately.
Matt, you probably know the weird pedigree stuff that's going on with all that stuff, right? Didn't Criterion merge with something or another? I thought the licenses all flip-flopped and traded hands or something, and somebody owns somebody. I'm just so ambivalent to that.
I totally understand. It's me and Madden. I've never played Madden, and I'd have no interest in doing so.
Right.
Or the 2K games. Don't care.
BioShock 2?
No, NFL 2K.
Oh. Those 2K games.
Yeah.
Those were good back on the Grand Theft Auto. Last generation of consoles.
The last racing game I played was Cruisin' USA and San Francisco Rush at the arcade in 1998.
This is a lot like those games.
Yeah.
Those were great games 15 years ago.
Yeah.
They're still great games.
If you remember those, call in now. Tell us your story. This is a call-in show, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. Why not?
Good.
One time I played Cruisin' USA, and a girl was playing next to me. Okay, thanks.
I'll take my answer off the air.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thanks, Griffith, for stealing my story.
Dis. Matt, what have you been up to?
I played a first-person puzzle game called Antichamber.
What? Oh, God.
which I don't exactly know what this means, but they say it's non-Euclidean, and it's like a mashup of an M.C. Escher painting.
Yeah,
yeah.
What I take non-Euclidean to mean is like basically...
Crazy, messed up, crazy.
Yeah, like physics and basic logic kind of go out the window.
What you understand in terms of like a triangle is three fixed points joined by three distinct lines that connect. Like you throw those ideas out the door. Like, like your basic mathematical spaces and shapes are discarded for things that don't logically work.
It's crazy town.
Yes. It's like you could be...
Come on, baby.
Oh, shut up. Like you could go down a hallway and hit a dead end, and then when you turn around, the area where you came from completely changed. Huh. You're like in a new room. Or if you go... It's called Antichamber. It's only for PC. It's pretty easy to run, though. It doesn't require much. But like other examples of puzzle stuff is like if you go up to like these paintings really, really close, and then you go out of them, you're like transferring a room. Or the main thing about that game is you get a gun that can suck up like blocks, and then you get different abilities with that gun later on. And it gets kind of cool and pretty difficult for some of the puzzles. You know, I had to look up on the internet how to solve a lot of things, but I don't want to spoil too much about it.
Sure.
Because, like...
Everything is each little piece of puzzle that you conquer, because it is all puzzle.
And the kind of the cool thing is, like, I solved some puzzles that you weren't supposed to solve at that point in time. Like, you needed, like, the different gun or whatever. That was kind of frustrating, because I went back and tried to solve it the same way, and I found out later you weren't supposed to do that, so I was banging my head on the wall for a while, I guess. But
was it a non-Euclidean wall?
It was a bunch of lasers.
I was banging my head against the wall until it wasn't a wall anymore.
Yes. But I think I had the same kind of experience with Antichamber that you had with Fez.
Okay.
Trying to figure stuff out. It's just it seemed to go a lot quicker.
Yeah.
Like, there are people who can beat Antichamber in, like, 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It took me, like, 6 to 8 hours to beat it. But it's really cool. It's probably the best puzzle game I've ever played, actually.
Whoa!
Yeah, I probably liked it more than Fez.
Throwing down. Okay.
Yeah, but you hated Fez.
No? I just didn't like it as much as you.
That's basically
I like that game.
No.
I like it.
Yeah. I think this game's better. I think it's more creative.
Whatever.
Fez is like, I made a fake language. Try to figure it out.
No, I get you. I mean, Fez works within like typical video game rules, but that sounds nuts. Like, I would like to play Antichamber, but I just don't have a PC.
Yeah.
The beautiful thing about Fez was the video game references. That was what I liked the most. Like, because some of those puzzles are straight out of Riven. Like,
whatever. I didn't play that.
You were the only person that would ever notice that, I guess.
That was
nobody played Riven.
Oh yeah, I played. Was that a Lord the next of the one Ring? After Riven too? It was Myst. It was a Myst game.
Oh, I remember.
For
that.
Those folks who were born in the '80s, you may remember Myst when you were a child.
You may remember getting this game accidentally, automatically installed on your PC
and being just really frustrated.
1997.
Yep.
Earlier or checking it out from the public library.
Didn't they have like four sequels to Myst?
More than that, but I played four of them.
Oh. But anyway, yeah, that's the only game I played, and it's pretty good. I recommend you play it.
I would like to, but I can't. Do you think it can be ported to consoles, or is it strictly a PC game?
Well, I don't know how the process of porting, like how difficult. Well, it is
not
stuff,
technically,
but
like,
yeah, you
do
could.
The controls. Like, does it require high precision mouse aiming and like?
You not know, so much. I think you could do it on a controller.
Intense graphical processing?
No, it doesn't. It's mostly white with some colors here and there. It doesn't require much processing power. And I think you could play it with a controller, though mouse keyboard is probably better. But, yeah.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan?
Yo.
You've been playing some games?
Yeah.
Here
really
and there.
Just been taking up space, laying around like a dead guy.
Sure. Like a dead guy.
Yeah. Dead not guy sleeping. Taking up space.
Not that's such a great t-shirt, dead. By the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's a like a Japanese Transformers shirt. I'm quite
why
impressed.
Not? Yes. Yeah. But yeah, Dead Space 3. Been playing that.
Taking up that Dead Space.
Yep. Dead Space in my Xbox.
How do you feel about it?
At first I was like, yeah, okay, this is good. But it's getting really good.
Yeah.
I'm liking it a lot.
I like those games.
I've swung around. I'm the opposite.
Really?
I started it out and I was like, this is really good. And the more I play, I'm like, eh.
Yeah. It's going back to like more of the original Dead Space to me.
Right? Okay.
Like the surgical... Is that what you're talking about, like combat, or what are you talking about?
No, the combat's still the same. Same you know, thing. It's always like
cutting legs off.
Yeah, but you don't have to do that anymore. Like,
really,
you can kill things without dismembering them now.
Yeah, well, that's they like say like it gives you a damage boost if you shoot them in the limbs.
Uh huh.
But if you have a plasma cutter that's all the way damaged, like on the difficulty I'm at right now, you can just shoot them. They're done. Like,
yeah.
The gun crafting is very fun. I just want to see what else comes at me.
I love how much you like gun crafting. That's so funny.
Yeah.
It's just you're all about it. Yeah.
Well, me and Griff were talking about this earlier, and I'm pretty impressed, and I feel like there's more to be had and to come at me. You feel like you're already done with it.
Huh? I feel like the gun crafting system, though in depth, I feel like I've understood it for what it is. Like, I understand that the system in place is like you can combine, like you get pieces basically, and then you combine these pieces in certain really simple formats. Like you've got a frame and then like your barrel, let's say, and you put those two things together in different combinations and you'll get like different kinds of guns. So it's like you make your plasma cutter by using a small frame and then a plasma chamber
nodule,
yeah, and that makes your Dead Space plasma cutter, and then you can get like a heavy frame and then like a military engine, and you shove that crap on top and together, and that makes your Dead Space machine gun. And so that's your simple basic weapon crafting. Then you get other accoutrement to craft on there.
Whoa.
Like
attachments,
acid
or tips.
Bullets, or tips that make it more widespread or more compact or disperse it. And then you get freaking computer chips to shove in its ass to make it more damage. Like just straight up numbers. That's like +2 to damage.
The chips are like the nodes from the previous ones.
Is it scary?
So the thing that makes it really fun is you can combine things in different ways. It's like, I'm going to slap this plasma gun onto this flamethrower, and now I have a plasma gun and a flamethrower. The thing that I think is a real missed opportunity is you don't then get a plasma flamethrower. You just get a plasma gun and a flamethrower. Yeah.
Well, we don't know that yet. Haven't beat the game.
It doesn't do that. You don't. They don't. When you stick two weapons together, You get, you know, Warhammer 40K ass weapons where it's a bolter with a chainsaw underneath. It's not, they don't work together.
Dead Space has always had secondary fire on their weapons. So now it's just secondary fire is a secondary gun on the same gun. Like, you can make it do whatever you want. There's all sort of, like...
It seems really smartly designed, and it works really well with the ammo, the singular ammo that works for everything. Like,
that's good.
Everything is reusable. If you put a chip in something, you can pop it out, put in something else. Like, you're not committing yourself to any one design.
Has it always been a survival horror? Or has it been just
It's
horror?
Getting less survival horror.
I'm fine with that. I mean, I get survival horror, and I understand the appeal of, like, the stress.
I never really thought it was scary to begin with.
Yeah.
Like, there's maybe one or two moments in each game that I'm, like... Whoa, but it's so like graphic that you expect to die. And
I've always looked at Dead Space as shock horror, where it's like it's where not
people things jumping out at you.
Yeah, it's shock horror. It's things jumping out, and then it's also like, oh, that guy got his everything ripped off. Like, that's the kind of horror that Dead Space is. But in terms of video games, it's shifted away from like your ammo conservation,
right. That's what
your meticulous movement. Now it
inventory.
Has become
management.
Yeah. Now it is basically it's a horror game because of the situations that you get put in.
Right.
Like, instead of it being managing your ammo, it's managing kind of the environment and moment that you're in, where you're like, I can die in a million different ways right now, but I have this one objective that I need to get to. And this becomes more pronounced in this game, where it's like, I need to get from point A to point C. I can kind of go around B in four or five different ways, but I need to get to C.
So I like that. Like, Isaac now has choices. He's more of a, he can make decisions on his own, compared to the other two where, like, you had someone just in your ear the whole time saying, do this, go here, go here, now you go here. And now he gets to make
the second game, it was more like, okay, you can shoot stuff, go buck wild and nuts, like, ammo be damned, go kill crap, you'll find plenty. It's still graphic and crazy and nuts, but now in three, it's taken kind of, it's kind of crafting its own area for horror in video games, where it's it's putting you in, like, these high, gorgeous, fun, crazy set piece moments, but everything is trying to kill you in that moment.
I like that. I might need to play it.
But then what's kind of making me less and less interested as the game goes on is how that moment is pulled away from you really quickly, and then it's like, oh, well, I guess this wasn't a challenge at all.
So it's too easy.
It's way too easy.
Not if you find that gun you like and you're, it's way too powerful, but I'm going around switching up everything, and it's a lot more difficult, I feel.
See, Griff, you're just not working hard enough at making it hard.
I know. I'm such an idiot. No, I've been recrafting my weapons. I feel like they're... Okay, for example, like, you get into this new area, which is like a snow world.
Yeah.
And I found this part really cool, because it's like, when you're in the element of the snow, your health is always draining. It's always giving you this, like... It's like underwater level syndrome, where you're like, I'm going to die, I'm going to die, I'm going to die. The beeping is getting louder, I'm not going to make it. And then you're freaking out, enemies start popping out, and it's like, holy crap! Like, I was really stressing out, and I found this room to run in, got in there, and it's like, oh, okay. Sigh of breath, relief.
It's like outside in
but
space.
But then I just go back outside, and it's like, okay, I pick these guys off, go back in the room. Pick the guys off, go back in the room. Pick the guys off. And then I go back there, it's like, yeah, nothing's here anymore. I guess that's it. Like, I can go re-backtrack through everything I've done before, pick stuff up, look for, just do some general-ass boring exploring, and then move forward. Rinse, repeat. And then after a while, they're like, well, here's this thing that doesn't make the outside scary anymore. And I'm like, well, okay. Now this is even less exciting.
Yeah.
Like, they're just really awesome, powerful moments that seem really exciting and high intense, and then they're just kind of taken away abruptly, and you're like, oh, this is just a subpar shooter. Huh.
Did you like the moment, like, I just got past the moment where he got to the shuttle and turned it on, and then she's like, oops, you better get out of there because it's about to ignite. Like, with all those flames going all over the place.
Yeah.
And,
it was a very intense 20 seconds that was one of those things where just like, I need to run away because the video game is really obviously telling me I need to run away and stop messing around.
It took me like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I guess I went the wrong way.
Yeah. I don't know. I told you, Ryan.
Ran it.
I'm at disc 2.
And is that what that stands
for? Don't know if I want to put disc 2 in. The game stopped me and was like, please insert disc 2. I was like,
I don't know.
I don't know about that one. I feel like it's only going to get better, like, at this point, because now I feel like it's switched more from 2001 space.
You're talking about the franchise?
I'm talking about the general feel. Like, you're moving away from the massive amount of time spent in outer space, like in spacewalks and shit. And you're moving more into the thing, like the, was it John Carpenter's The Thing?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Moving into more of an environment that's similar to that.
I like that.
The other thing is
Halo.
Yeah, a little bit. I don't know if that's going to be good or bad, though, because you're moving from kind of like a tedious open world, sort of like, oh, go do whatever you want to do,
right?
Which is fun, but after a while just ends up not seeming like it fits the universe. I want to see what they're doing, but I don't. The game isn't really giving me any good reasons to do it, except for like, get more guns.
Guns
That's
are
what
cool.
Dead Space has always been about to me, though, is upgrading.
Guns?
Yeah.
He's just a sucker for guns, man.
You're nuts,
just, like,
Ryan.
Awesome upgrading my guns. Like,
Resident NRA over here. National Video Game Rifle.
Take this screwdriver to my pistol.
But then again, I also enjoy playing through the entire game with just the plasma cutter.
which
is totally fine. I'm just saying.
If that's what you're into, that's what
it's
you're
clearly
into.
A thing, and that's whatever. That's what I. That is an aspect
of drive
our
some imaginary cars around and go speak in that language that you know.
Yeah. Go that's, drive your cars off the left coast.
I'm fine with it. Okay.
Take your electric car and stick it up your hippie ass.
There is
man.
A Tesla Roadster in this car.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Oh, well, that's fairly accurate, I guess.
Yeah. I tried it. I'm like, I'm not going to use this car anymore. It's too quiet.
So Dead Space is, I don't know.
What about the, characters, you know, they've been together forever and then,
wait, are you telling me you're with people, you separate, you get with them again, and then you separate again?
You could
like
not
that
be
happens?
More accurate.
Oh, God.
Except, yeah. Okay. Nope. 100%.
What a shock. Yeah. What a shock. I can't believe it.
Here's the weird part, though. In Dead Space 2, didn't Ellie get her eye cut out by Psycho Guy?
Do you not read the text logs?
Like, yeah, kind
of. Like, one of the very first ones is like, yeah, I got my eye ripped out, but we found a suitable replacement for pretty cheap.
Oh.
So.
I guess I didn't read that one.
Yeah.
I thought that was just bullshit. I was like, wait a second. They're not going to keep her, like, first of all.
Give her an eye patch.
Her space boobs have increased, like, a gajillion times in size. Like, they've gotten to DOA proportions.
Well, they found suitable replacements for pretty cheap.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And now she has both eyes. So it's like anything that was superficially cool about this character before is lost. She's like, well, she was this fucked up pilot that got her eye ripped out and was kind of human shaped, and now she's like a cartoon character that looks like a fucking video game character.
Yeah.
So
one thing I am upset about this game is the suits. I haven't got a new suit yet.
Oh, you will.
You will. Yeah, really?
It's dumb as hell.
Well, I got the N7 one. Did you? That's what I've been rolling
again,
around in.
Yeah. No. That. Yeah. Yeah. There are more suits, and they're dumb.
Yeah. Because I always got so pumped going into that thing. And
yeah!
Like, oh, he's going to come out and be awesome looking.
Yep.
Do you go to the tailor? Or
Space Tailor. Yeah.
Space Tailor.
Is there a Space Brooks mood. Brothers that you put?
It's Rosie from the Jetsons comes out and sizes you up.
It's like a
future. You don't have big and tall sizes. What the?
okay.
Everybody's big and tall in the future.
It's true.
Yeah. So Dead Space is. I don't know. I don't know.
One guy
you're
likes
finish it, right? You're not going to stop
know.
On
one
this.
One guy
too.
Thinks he might like the next one.
I'll tell you. I was totally convinced that Metal Gear Rising was coming out today, Tuesday, and I was like, I'm done with you, Dead Space, because I'm gonna get Metal Gear today, and that's gonna be goodbye.
Sorry,
February, Griffin. And that is not till next week. So
got a good week of Dead Space left.
I think it may be that, or I'm just gonna like get a bunch of cardboard boxes out and cut them with swords, and live it out that way.
You're comparing Dead Space
like
3 to cut.
No, I'm saying
cardboard
like,
boxes,
if I wanted to be
thing.
Playing Metal Gear Solid, I'm gonna go with in the backyard and cut vegetables and fruits and boxes and yeah.
So you play anything else?
DMC. Played some DMC again.
Run DMC.
Yes. Run Devil May Cry.
That would
run.
Be a pretty good game.
Yeah.
Play all like the three DMC guys and you're just. I don't know, taking your Adidas and just hitting people with them. You know? That's awesome.
It's tricky, tricky, tricky.
One guy's just throwing records at you.
Yeah, taking your gold chain and just whipping it around. Yeah,
yeah. Pull the right trigger to preach.
Oh man, we're so funny.
That game gets really hard on harder difficulties.
What a shock!
Yeah,
that's another shock for you. Yeah. Hard games get hard on harder difficulties.
Yep.
So what difficulty are you
playing?
Hey,
I have a question. Do the hard games get harder and the harder difficulties?
Just hard? It's hard mean it's, means it's harder, right? Like, I'm sorry, we're being mean. How hard is it?
Yeah, fuck you.
it's hard. Believe
like,
me.
Like, so hard.
Like, are you playing the hard difficulty where you can only take one hit and you die?
God, okay. No. But
did you play a difficulty where you can kill everything in one hit?
Ghosting
Goblin. Because I hear if you use the gun on that, it goes really quick.
Yeah. No, it does. Oh, yeah. Oh, I just beat the final boss.
Nice.
No, I'm playing on Dante Must Die. Yeah. So it's like a few hits and you're dead, but the guys are all, it's just, I don't know if I'm going to finish it.
I'm excited for that to be on Xbox.
What's that?
The next one? Is that Metal Gear that's the next one's going to be on Xbox?
No, this one is on Xbox.
Oh, this is?
Yeah.
So DMC, Devil May Cry, is on both platforms and PC.
I did not
know. Did you like any of
Metal
the
Gear
other
Rising Devil is on both Cry platforms. Yeah.
I've
no
never played
PC.
Devil May Cry.
You should play this game.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I've never played a Devil May Cry before, and I like this one a lot.
Okay. It was I was, for whatever reason, convinced it was a PS3 thing.
Well, there's no multiplayer, so you may not like the campaign and the other.
Well, yeah. I might not care.
And there's no cars to drive around in real fast.
Let's be clear, okay? I do enjoy stories. I don't know. I'm not sure I enjoy video game stories, actually. Well, but like,
actually, I don't even know if I like video games.
Like, Red Dead Redemption's a good story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed that. I'm just saying. I like some of them.
Stories are good.
I just don't like it when a story feels like it's just a vehicle for getting you to the next place to shoot stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like Halo. Yeah. I gotcha. Well,
Devil May Cry is not just, like, the story's awesome and the gameplay is.
Okay.
Right.
Sounds
I've been
great.
Talking about it for the past 3 weeks, I think, in the last three podcasts, so it's that
so
good.
Cool. You know, a game does not have a story that acts as a vehicle from getting place to place. The Room for iOS devices. Highly recommend this. I just played it today. It came out last year. It's for iOS. It's basically like a puzzle box game.
I think I played this.
It's freaking awesome, man.
It's a big old puzzle box.
Like, you get a big box and they're like, it's just like, here's the box. And then you go through it and it's like clockwork little things that you interact with, like finding keys by pressing on certain places of the box, twisting things, holding the device differently to see different things, interacting with it, just like racking your brain to think about what have I done to like put some pieces together. And then there's this really kind of like subtly interesting narrative that's happening through these letters that are left in different places in the box. It's really good. It's a buck.
Huh. Whoa, way too much for me.
Barrier of entry is huge. I also played Skulls of the Shogun for the Xbox Live Arcade. $15. Pretty good. Don't buy it.
You need to say it like a Ninja Warrior or
Xbox Arrive.
What was the name of the game?
Skulls of the Shogun.
Skulls of the Shogun.
Oh. Skulls of the Shogun. Skulls of the Shogun is an RTS game, but instead of like grid-based movements or tiles, you got free range within rings.
Wait,
I believe it's
grid-based.
Turn-based
would be turn-based strategy.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
You're right.
Take turns.
Whereas like Command and Conquer is real time.
Yeah, you're right. It's not RTS. You're correct. It's a turn-based and. It's supposed to have come out like 8 times for the past 55 years.
Yep.
And it finally did for devices. And I think $15 is too much for it. That's why I say don't get it.
Is it an iOS? What is it for?
It's for Windows 8 and Xbox Live Arcade.
Uh-huh. Gotcha.
Those devices.
It's good. It's fun. It's probably one of the best tactical games I've played in a long time.
But don't buy it.
But not for $15. I mean, maybe if...
It's no Civilization.
For me, I don't play multiplayer because I hate people. Uh-huh, so same. I'm not getting that side of the deal out of it. Like, you can go online, you can play people. I don't even know how the hell that works. But you could do that.
they,
and I don't want
to.
They
can do that? Really?
The problem is that people are always better than me.
Yes.
Like, oh, God. I guess I'm not spending enough time on this game.
And with a strategy game, you can just see it, too. Where it's like, well, that guy has done this.
Wow.
He is either a genius or...
Played nothing but this
game.
Or the
opposite.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah. It's like when you play the computer in chess and you're like, you will always win. Because I don't have unlimited time.
Yep.
But I mean, this game is it's really free form. Like the way I've been kind of going through it now is I'll like play through a level, about a half hour, an hour into it, and then I'll like usually end up dying or just resetting it because I'm like, oh, I see what I should have done here.
Right.
That's pretty fun. It's funny. Got a good sense of humor.
That's good. I like those games.
There's a lot of really, like, it's kind of like rock, paper, scissors style. Like, this unit is well against this unit is well against this unit. And then, like, risk-reward kind of like checkers style stuff. Like, if you want to push your way all the way to the back lines and do something kind of crazy, you can make a super unit, but you're taking kind of a big risk to do this. But,
uh-huh.
Okay. It's a good game.
Huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Age of Empires, is that turn-based?
No, that's
real time. That's real time? Yeah.
Yep.
So the only ones I played are Civilization. I think that's the only one I played.
Never played Command & Conquer, Red Alert, any of those.
Are those not real time?
Those are real time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The turn-based, I've only played Civilization games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You play anything else?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. That's it.
But you're really looking forward to Metal Gear, huh?
Fuck.
Yes.
I am not at all.
I've never played one. I want to play it.
I was kind of feeling really reluctant, and then I was just on a GAF forum today, and I was like looking at all the art for it and reading all the specs, and I was like, I'm in. Like, I'm in. I just fell into this so hard and stupid. Sonny is in it, and the story doesn't make any sense because it's now after MGS4, but is it? And then it's 60 frames per second now. They boosted it up the frame rate, and just with the things they've been showing, like it seems like there may only be half a game they've shown off. I'm wondering if there's something else happening here, like wait. Are we gonna get Kojima'd?
Well, of course.
Like, is something weird gonna happen?
Probably.
Okay.
I think something weird will happen.
Tony Hawk's in
the series history, right? I mean,
yeah, right. It would make sense that something weird would happen, but it's also like it's been so long since something weird has happened. Like Peace Walker kind of threw everything off. And now it's like, I mean, granted, Peace Walker had some really weird moments, but now in this game, it's like, this isn't Konami proper. This is Platinum Games. And you're like, what's going to happen here? You know, I'm pumped.
Assassin's Creed. That's another one that's good. Stories are good.
Yeah.
Yes. I will agree with that statement.
Okay.
They're dees.
Well, they're a little ridiculous, but it's not a vehicle.
Yes. Well, I mean, actually, that is absolutely the exact definition of vehicle for story, where you're like...
You're right. Kill these
from
three
From Desmond's
guys.
Perspective. You're right. Yeah. Of, like, you go back in time to play this dumbass story until I could find the space alien ghosts.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But
maybe it's just because it's ridiculous.
Now that I'm so upset about the Desmond shit, that I guess maybe I can go back.
It was a bummer,
and,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that again.
Have a good time with just
railed
going
on it for like a whole episode.
Time hopping.
I finished that while you were gone, by the way.
Assassin's Creed 3?
Yeah.
So yeah, now you know what we're talking about.
I do.
Even though we just, I think we gave it away.
I think we did, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, shit. Okay, so not a ton has happened in the past whatever time it's been since we talked last, but I guess...
I would say kind of a lot. The whole new consoles
Megaton
thing?
Yeah. We'll see what happens. Next week...
Wait, what about what?
Sony. Well, next week, Sony has announced they're going to have a press conference on the 20th about the future of the PlayStation brand.
What if they just said, well, we're not making another one?
That's what I said. No, they're going to sell it out. Sega's coming back.
That'd be great. You know what? We know some people like PlayStation, but we're just really tired. So,
Matt, what have you heard about this thing?
It's definitely going to be the new console. If it's not,
do you think so?
if it's not, people are going to be pissed, and that's going to be really embarrassing.
It should be another portable one.
It's going to be a new phone. That's what some people are
saying. PlayStation do something embarrassing?
The PlayStation flip-flop.
Oh, you mean... Oh, Vita, you mean.
Yeah, yeah. A new Vita and a new PSP.
There's been a lot of really stupid rumors of, like, PlayStation Vita redesigns coming out, and it's just a fucking dev unit. Like, people are like, oh, I found this leaked image of a PlayStation Vita with multiple entry slots for customization, and you know, it's like, PlayStation has officially showed pictures of, no, that's a flippin' dev unit. Mm-hmm. Stop it. Part of the thing that's going to be shown off here is this controller redesign that seems to be making the rounds of the internet.
I hate the PlayStation
controller. What?
You're wrong. You're wrong.
No, I don't like the symmetrical thumbs. That's bad ergonomics.
Okay, yeah, that's fair enough.
I don't like, right here.
No, yeah, that's fine.
So, like, if I play PlayStation games, and I've looked into buying a PS3 recently, actually, which now seems silly.
Yeah.
But, I would have to use an Xbox-style controller, which they sell. I mean...
You can buy those?
Yeah, you can buy them. You can buy asymmetrical PS3 controllers.
I don't know. I've played the PS3 controller for so long that is the definition of controller for me.
And I used to play PS2 really hard, so I'm just not used to it anymore, and I don't feel like I should ever have to be again.
Yeah.
I am in the exact same situation as you. Hate that controller.
Hmm. Anyway, so what's this new thing?
Well, the redesign is supposed to... The rumor that's going around is it's supposed to have like an LCD touchscreen in the center of the controller that integrates some kind of share button. What is being said is it's supposed to basically record 15 minutes of gameplay, and then you can push that gameplay, pre-recorded gameplay, to any of your... web services you like to be a douche on.
So you can jerk off to your... Fifteen minutes of jerk off games.
Instead of like your Call of Duty service, which is like you want to record this match and then post it online, like instead of that being baked into the game, now it's just the console does it. What that means in terms of shape for controller, who knows, man. Who knows? Like, I would like a bigger controller, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, she said.
What happened to six axes? Was it still there? Yeah, I know
it's still there, but
do people use it?
Hell no.
No.
Yeah.
Six axes was dumb.
It was a thing for, like, what happened is the Wii happened, and they were like, oh, that's what we should have done.
Well, then they went to the Move, yeah.
Yeah, what happened to the Move?
We don't talk about that.
Good one.
With its orbs. Colored orbs, guys.
I like the colored orbs.
A little snow cone, yeah.
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 Do some Minority Report on this
super
GIF
cool
I have here. So the other thing is there's a lot of talk about this new potential PlayStation console having a lockout for used games. So some weird RFI functionality where it read something off a disc or something and blocks that disc being used again. Or an always-on internet connection.
I thought that was only rumored for Durango, not for Orbis.
Then that is the general console. I thought there was a PlayStation rumor about how they're trying to block used game sales,
too. They have before. And
I'm probably
wrong.
That
rumor was for the Vita, too. I mean, it's a thing that they've been kind of wanting to do.
Yeah. Well... I don't know. I think maybe we do a little round the horn on this. Like, you guys, I mean, how would you feel about this happening? Like, would you be bummed out if the new console blocked you from playing used games on it?
Well, yeah. I buy a lot of used games.
Yes.
But I feel like I'd be okay without having used games. I wouldn't play as many games as I do now.
How would you feel if instead of it was like, if you buy a used game, instead of like an EA pass, you know, instead of paying $10 to get online stuff, like what if it was like you bought the used game, and then you have to pay $25 to unlock that game?
I think used games would be really cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's
You know what, though?
Like, I get it. I mean, I get the idea that we're supposed to support the developer and that, that GameStop is just, like, ripping us off, ripping off and ripping us off.
I got to go back to Ryan here for a second. Do you... is the reason why you buy used games because you prefer to buy them used at a lower price?
It's just pricing.
Okay, it's just the lower price.
Which, actually, I have discovered Walmart, and they just sell their stuff new for a lot cheaper, like, 2 months afterwards.
Okay, so it's not that you have some affiliation to GameStop, and that it's like, do you trade in your games there?
Occasionally.
Okay, so if a publisher were to offer some sort of incentive if you were to trade in your game, you would be happy to go through that route. Yeah. It's just GameStop is the only thing that was really offering a service like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, convenience.
Yeah. You're done with this thing. You're going to trade it in. You're going to get a new thing.
Yep.
So it's not like you're trying to cheat the video game system and undercut people. It's just like...
GameStop is.
Wow. Well,
yeah. No,
I don't think so.
Well, if you buy a used game for $5 cheaper than the new game, and all of that money goes to GameStop.
Yeah.
And that's bullshit.
Well, you know, I've been kind of a GameStop hater in the past, but the more I think about this, is the more I realize, okay, sure, yeah, that's right. If you do buy that used game for $5 cheaper, it's all going to GameStop, but...
I'm fine with them selling it. I just don't think they should. I think they should gouge the price more. It's used. It should be like 50% off.
Yeah, but
there's no reason why it should be $5 off.
That's not their fault. That's public demand. Like that's marketing and problems on the publisher's side, than not GameStop side.
I'm confused. What do you mean?
Like, if GameStop, you can't blame GameStop for saying, "Hey, we're going to sell this same exact product for $5 less." It's just kind of touched by some other people, and then the publishers are like, they just pretend it doesn't exist. Like, you can't blame GameStop for grabbing a market that nobody else is trying to tap into, especially when GameStop is buying a ton of discs. Like,
true.
When those publishers, where are those kids going to get their Call of Duties that they trade in the next week after they don't like it because it hasn't been patched, or they don't have their favorite fucking Nerf gun in it or something like that? Like,
but GameStop, the double dips.
Yeah.
I mean,
they do. Yeah. They're making a $4 profit on a new game.
So, there's no real point in saying, look at how many games they are buying, because, wow, they could be buying twice as many games as they are buying. I mean...
Right, but that's also, like I'm saying, like, that's a problem with the publisher. If the publisher were to go out there and say, like, hey, this is EA Store, brick and mortar EA Store, like, you can buy all EA games here.
They should do that. What you're saying?
But no, I'm not, because that's fucking stupid. That's why real life doesn't work like that and Walmarts exist. That's because publishers need to create deals with places and say, like, hey, will you stock our product? We'll promise to give you X gajillion of them for this amount of price. You can carve this much profit off the top. Now GameStop has just been really smart and said, like, well, okay, deal, buddy. And then they'll take it back and they'll resell it for the same price. And the publishers just are like, we pretend like that doesn't happen.
I don't think they do, since they're trying to block it on PS4.
How many years has it been?
Oh, you're no question. Because it's a moral and legal gray area. That's
right.
The issue.
I think at this point now, GameStop has become, that practice has become kind of a necessary evil.
Ubiquitous.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's become so ubiquitous that you can't get rid of it.
And Gamefly would just shut down. Like, well,
imagine if you were GameStop and it was like, EA's like, or Sony's like, hey, we're going to create this new device and, we'll promise you can sell our product in your store, but it's going to lock out used games. Like, you can't have them. Like, they won't play used games, so you guys aren't going to get any more money. Do you think GameStop's going to be like, yes,
no,
we'll stock your shit?
They're not going to stock it.
But Walmart will.
Right, Walmart will. Amazon will.
Yeah.
Target will. But will, like, GameStop or video game...
That's the weird
stores?
Thing, is that there's only one place to do this. Well,
yeah, you're
gamers,
right. Well, that's barely a thing. But
right. But
Best
that's,
Buy.
It's odd.
Yeah, Best Buy
just
came
into Best Buy?
They came into the market in the last 2 years.
All right, well, then maybe my argument's...
No, you're right. Like, there's no competition.
It's odd. It's just odd. I don't know.
People have compared this to the car industry.
Yes. Where,
you know, it's like...
As soon as you drive it off the lot.
That's true. That's a good comparison. I like that.
Saying that, you know, the GM and the companies that make new cars got into trouble because people would sell their old cars and then places would sell that old car right. and make a profit on it. And GM and whatever other motor companies wouldn't make any money on it. Now they've obviously become aware of that and they're like, yeah, come to our dealer. We'll put that money towards the next car.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah, that's a really, I've never thought about it that way. That's a good point.
Yeah.
You didn't let me finish though.
Yeah, sorry.
I get why publishers are upset. I'm still going to buy used games.
Yeah, like, me too.
Because, well, I'm not going to buy them. I'm going to game fly them. Like, come on. I want to be able to play a game that somebody else has played because I don't buy games because sure. games are really expensive. And most of them are not worth it.
Yeah.
Like 80% of them are not worth it or more.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would be a bummer. It wouldn't really matter because I've never been a PlayStation guy. But
well, I think also if PlayStation does it, Microsoft has to do it.
Yes, unless it tanks.
I'm saying, like, if PlayStation comes yeah. out of the gate and is like, we're adopting this where you can yeah. no longer have used games, like, the only way that why would ever
Microsoft
happen.
I've always had a problem with Sony in that way, because they do that with everything.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't play your...
VHS, CDs, Blu-ray, media formats, they just tell us what we're going to use next. And then have it's their
it's your fault
stuff.
For not buying enough HD DVDs.
Not enough Betamax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Betamax was not their fault.
What, that it didn't succeed?
Betamax was Betamax's own dumbass market. Like,
yeah. I'm glad we have an opinion
what
about
is
Betamax.
Betamax?
Betamax is a VHS like alternative.
Yeah.
They for like
it's the Blu-ray of Betamax.
It's the HD
VHS,
DVD.
Yeah. It's a better product that is higher quality, but it failed because it was not marketed correctly. However, VHS was distributed freely to video producers, makers, and companies, so all of them adopted it, even though it was a lower quality media. And because of that, it took off and Betamax died. Kind of like, conversely, Blu-ray and HD DVD. HD DVD was the inferior brand. Blu-ray, you know, technically superior, and the Blu-ray, you know, has succeeded because, again, marketing and intelligent design behind that.
Yeah. They tell us what to do. Basically, it bothers me about Sony. It bothers me that they're leaders and innovators, I guess is what I'm saying.
You drive your hippie car, hippie.
Yeah.
Matt, what do you think about this used game thing? What are your feelings on that?
I'm going to give you a bunch of opinions on things. For one thing, Sony is...
Why do
back.
You hold out?
Because I just have... for one thing, Sony is not doing well as a company. Like, right. Their gaming division's the only profitable thing. So maybe it won't be too long before they, you know, crumple and fall down and they don't get to decide, you know, what's the new thing everyone has to get. But,
yeah.
And on the cocky
iPod, the PlayStation. The iPod killed it.
And then on that controller, I think that's a really stupid idea. I think you wasted time and money doing this thing that a lot of people don't need. And
talking
people
about
who,
the Move?
No, I'm talking about the that too, but the 15-minute recorder. I mean, people who yeah. want to record themselves, they can go out and buy the equipment and do yeah. that. I mean, I think
yes.
most people don't really need to or want to record themselves.
Right.
It just seems like a stupid idea. But used games... I, like most of you, do not buy a lot of games. I like to rent used games because, well, yeah, like what Andy said, like, you know, 80-85% of them aren't worth $60. I mean, am I going to buy a $60 game where it's a 5-hour campaign? Like, no.
Yeah.
And I also don't like to play a lot of games online, just like you, because I also hate people. But I think GameSpot actually had, like, a survey. I don't know how, you know, reliable it is, but I think it said like 60% of people would not buy a console that didn't let you use used games. But I kind of
survey funded by GameStop.
Yeah, that's yeah. what I'm thinking. I think that's BS. I think eventually those holdouts would, you know, would actually buy a console. But
I think it all depends on the technology too. You know, I think if it's all online based technology, like you've got a lot of population out there that isn't connected to the internet but still wants to game and has consoles. And I think that you know, as time goes on, more and more people are getting connected, but there's still quite a bit of population out there that doesn't have the internet connection that is really easily overlooked, you know, on the media side, because it's like, well, obviously if they don't have internet, they're not looking at your goddamn website.
Right.
So you're not an entity to them, but they're still going. That's why consoles exist, because those people want to go to a store, pick up a thing, stick it in, and it works.
Uh-huh.
That's the definition of a video game console.
That's true. That's true.
So,
the definition: pick the thing, although, stick it in, and it works.
Well, it's that or a computer. What do you want?
Yeah,
yeah. The alternative is Xbox Marketplace.
Well, yeah. The alternative is a PC running Windows that you play computer games on that you have to fucking wrestle with every time you want to get something.
Right.
To work.
I gotcha.
You know, a console. It's like you stick it in the tray, you push the tray closed, and then it goes. You,
yeah.
Jam it in there and everything's working.
You don't have to go to the start menu.
You don't have to update the game for an hour before you play it.
No, we're not talking about PlayStation. Chris, do you play used games?
You know, I usually buy two games a year. I play one game and just play it to death for 6 months.
Yeah.
But I think I have about 15 games at home and only one of them's used. But I think when you purchase a product, you have the right to do whatever you want. Think about car or your computer, television, electronics, clothing, whatever. You have the right to, once you buy it, it's yours, and to resell it or give it away or do whatever. And you shouldn't be charged to buy a used game.
I think that's a good point. I mean, that's why it's a gray area.
You have a right for that, and that's why Sony's saying, well, you can still buy it and sell it if you want, but it's not going to work.
They're already getting plenty of my money. Okay, I buy a Call of Duty, and 2 months later you come out with new maps, 1,200 Microsoft credits, and 2 months later you're going to come out with two more maps.
You don't have to buy those.
Well, that's not Sony.
Yeah.
But
yeah. But I'm just saying, I mean, you've turned a $60 game into a $120 game by constantly coming out with new little add-ons and whatnot.
I got a question for you guys. Would you buy a new console if it was subsidized? If your PlayStation, if the new console came out, it's PlayStation or Xbox, and it was like you can buy it now for $600, or you can buy it for $400, and you also have to have you have to buy Xbox Live or PlayStation Plus or something, and you have to commit to 2 years.
2 years.
Or Xbox 3 years. Doing that now.
Yeah, they are doing it now, but for an old dead system in trial markets not a dead system, but an old system that's already, you know, doesn't cost a lot to make.
Absolutely. I would absolutely do that.
Yeah.
I use Xbox Live like every day, so yeah.
I mean, you got to buy for 2 years? Yeah, I plan on doing it anyway, so.
What if they increase the cost of Xbox Live so you end up paying about $100 a year?
Because right now it's
$100 a year.
That's fine. I mean, right. I use it every day.
$200 a year.
No.
So that's the same as paying $600, but you get 2 years of service that you might end up buying anyway.
Yeah.
I'd say Xbox Live is worth $100 a year. That's not, I don't know, but 200 is just, because I'm super poor, it's too expensive. I don't buy things for $200.
Yeah, I'm just trying to compare it to a phone, because your data plan is roughly 50 to 70. Your phone plan is like, you know, almost $100 a month.
Yes.
So to pay that,
not mine,
$200 in a year, that's not bad.
Yeah, not me. No, I understand that by comparison, it is quite a deal.
I mean, because that's the markets they're going against right now.
If they told me they were gonna charge me $50 every like 4.5 months or whatever, I don't know, I can't do math. Every quarter they charge me $50, I would still pay it, and that'd be $250. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I feel like comparing it to your phone is a lot different though, because you know your gaming system is something you do for fun in your free time, and your phone is something you have on you basically all the time for the most part, most people.
Matt, you want to field that one?
Well, I mean, I'm I don't have an iPhone. I have an old 3G phone that does not have a touchscreen.
Me too. Oh, I have a touchscreen.
But, I don't know. I think some people for cell phones actually prefer them for like a, you know, like a gadget. Instead of like actually calling or talking to people, they kind of like it for games and, you know, to surfing the net and stuff like that.
I use mine for that. That's what I know.
But like a lot of people consider their phones more kind of as that device rather than something they talk, because they'll just, you know, maybe just text or
uses.
Nobody calls anyone anymore. They just text or, you know, just a messaging system with Facebook. Wow, I'm messing up my slang.
Facebook
or Twitter or something
like
that.
Did you have faith? Facebook for Jesus.
Facebook. I got Facebook. Right. Hey, we could start a website, you know, instead of Christian Mingle, Facebook. Yep. Yeah, let's start something. I think we got something going here.
Or Gracebook. Gracebook would be good too.
We can recruit the televangelists to, you know, tell people on TV to, you know, give us money, and then we can.
It'd be funny if the front page pitched it as like a Christian website, and then the rest of the actual website was just people with lisps. It's Facebook.
God,
it was the guy that came up with that. What's his name? Christian Mingle?
Kris Kringle, yeah. Kris Kringle and Christian Mingle.
Yeah.
But, God, I don't know. I feel like if I were to buy a new console, like, I would want to, like, buy that company's, like, a monthly system, and then I could just get whatever games I want. Sort of like a GameFly system. Like, here, you pay $100 a year, absolutely, and then you can get as many games as you want each year.
Subscription service.
Or you probably have to charge more here. But instead of the whole used game thing.
I still just love going to the store and getting that game that, you know, that game that just came out. I want to buy it, and I want to have the cover. I want it to be mine. You know, I still get that feeling all the time.
Because it's a lot quicker than just downloading the game from the net, then having to install it also. That takes a long time.
Yeah.
It's,
the games I end up buying new are story. It's funny because the ones I buy new are usually ones that once I play them, they're done. You know, like no multiplayer narrative games like BioShock or, although I don't know, BioShock may have multiplayer now, but I don't care about it.
Yeah. What's the point?
Yeah. Or like Arkham City or.
Yeah.
Like, once you're done with Batman, actually, I keep those because I just like beating people up, but I'm trying to think. Like Assassin's Creed, once you're done, you're done.
Yeah.
You're not going to do that again. Then
you
I
go
have to,
back and finish
so then, so then I just I have like 15 games that I've bought that I'm never going to play again. So then,
just like having
hello, GameStop. Yeah, that's when GameStop is like, hey, I'll take those.
Yeah.
I gave up a lot of my 360 and PS3 games to Amazon doing that.
Probably get more money than GameStop.
I don't know.
Actually, I had a lot of older titles that Amazon took more money than GameStop would.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like.
That's true. Yeah. Like a couple of bucks.
You're selling them directly to Amazon?
You sell them through Amazon, right?
Yeah,
to other people?
No, you're selling them to Amazon.
Really? I did not know that.
You just have to get the box, and then you can just. It costs you a little bit of money to ship the box and everything, but usually I had like 10 games in the box, so I came out fine. But
I didn't know you could do this.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have sold all those games.
I never understood people who like to collect games. I feel like with the whole trophy and achievement system, I have a digital record of what I have done in a game, what games I have played, so I feel like that is my collection, so I can get rid of these hard copies. I don't need them anymore.
Oh, yeah, totally fine. Get rid of
more,
them.
More
but
sentimental value.
If you don't
value.
Own them, who will? If you
don't
have
care.
It, but
some games you just need to play once and then get rid of it.
Yeah, I'm done with it.
But
I don't need to keep my games. I also get money back in the process, so I can spend
but
that
it's
on
a
money.
Part of history, man.
That's why I got my achievements.
But that's digital nonsense.
I don't think it's nonsense.
I keep some games. I don't keep others.
I think that's the same thing, is to hold on to some things that you think are meaningful.
That I'm
going to
play
and,
again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or things that you just like really like, you know?
Yeah.
But
like Modern Warfare 2, I still have, even though I probably won't ever play it again. But it's like, this is a good game. I'm going to keep this shit.
I don't want to get rid of those games. Who's going to buy that now?
Yeah.
Well, I gave it to Amazon. I had Modern Warfare 2, so.
And you sold it for?
I don't know. It was probably like $10, $15 or something.
It's more than I would have thought.
It's also good in case a Call of Duty game comes out that I literally cannot play.
You're talking about DICE?
No, we haven't talked about that yet.
Okay. I gotta run out of here. I gotta just see where you guys were.
Oh, okay. Well, if you guys don't know, there's DICE Awards. It happened, I think, like a couple days ago, a week ago, and it's where a bunch of developers come together, do a lot of keynote speeches, and give out awards.
Mm-hmm.
The game of the year was like Journey.
Is it that one like with the weird art?
It's in the sand.
Yeah.
You don't talk.
Don't talk.
It's like 2 hours long. It's a downloadable game for PS3.
Yes.
I really don't like that game. I think anyone who thinks that's a Game of the Year candidate is somebody who is either fooled by simple, has never seen art before or has never played a video game before. But all these developers came together who have been in the gaming business for dozens of years and voted this Game of the Year. I don't know why.
I think that we're still in an era of video game history where people get really, really excited if they're able to call a video game art. You know what I mean?
Probably.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, this is art. Look, see, look, artist. Look, we made the video game's art. Like I told you, like Shadow of the Colossus is like that, where everybody was like, finally. Video games are art.
But in Shadow of the Colossus, you actually, like, play a game. Right. And that was actually fun. Like, Journey, you just move around and that's it. It's right. Nothing. And I also put another note down in our document. It was like, that's a downloadable game at one Game of the Year. But they gave downloadable Game of the Year to Walking of the Dead. Or Walking of the Dead. The Walking Dead.
Walking of the Dead.
That's a Chinese knockoff, Walking of the Dead. You can get the...
So, like, but, Running of the Bulls. It's like walk out, you're dead.
Yeah, that's weird. Do you have any other thoughts about that? Because
I just think that's like, I can never really take an award seriously if it's like, for instance, let's say the Academy Awards, there's a foreign language film that's nominated for Best Picture, but it doesn't win Best Foreign Language Film, mm-hmm. yet it's the only foreign language film nominated for Best Picture. It's kind of the same thing, like. I guess they just felt they had to give The Walking Dead an award, so that was a simple one to give it to, and whatever. But I still can't understand people who like Journey. It'll never
the game. You're not
hate those.
We're not.
It's not even a game. It's like a tech.
Not
demo.
The band.
Not the band. Yeah, we.
I love.
We'd have
Journey.
A real fight then.
I love Journey. People who don't love Journey are probably communists. So.
And God knows we hate communists.
What's wrong with communists? What?
Yeah.
Because I like money.
Hey,
and communists.
I like
don't.
When the government tells you what you have to eat. All right, I believe in that.
Sure, why not? But yeah, that was DICE. Not a whole lot. I don't think there was a whole lot of interesting.
So
things
basically, what you're saying is awards are fucked right now.
Game awards.
Like it's a
game
mess.
Awards suck.
Yeah,
I like other. I like the Academy Awards and Emmys, but I think game awards suck.
But yeah, yeah. Hmm.
I like Game Awards. I just think that we're in a really weird spot right now.
Right. Yeah.
They had weird category. Like, best fighting game. Well, the only fighting game that really came out was PlayStation Battle All-Stars.
No.
So,
there was a lot of good fighting games.
Old Persona 4 and
yeah.
stuff.
And Skullgirls.
Oh.
That was an okay game. That wasn't the worst thing ever.
Had like
there
best,
were three. That's a
they
category.
Had like best casual game, best family game.
Oh, it's
Minecraft.
Because the Wii needed to win an award.
Mm-hmm. I don't think the Wii was nominated for anything. Like any Wii game.
It doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, Rhythm Heaven 3.
Ugh, God.
Whatever. But yeah, that's DICE. Not a whole lot.
You want to talk about Aliens Colonial Marines, the only game that comes out this week that anybody may care about?
I have it on
the mic. Well,
Have fun with that.
Enjoy.
That game got blasted.
Don't know anything about it yet.
It's gotten critically crapped on.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't surprise me. It's a long shot. They've made a bunch of these games that aren't any good. They've only made like two or three that are decent.
So, yeah, this is something I've been learning today. Is
AVPs.
Apparently a lot of people play alien games, and I just had no idea they were a thing.
there were some really good ones in like maybe 2005.
93?
2005 and under, like between 2001 and 2005, AVP was a pretty good franchise, and then
I'll say so. Just
started getting crap pumped out.
I was super confused because I thought that this was the game that Obsidian was making that was canceled, and I thought Gearbox scooped it up and rescued it, but no, that game was canceled indefinitely.
Yep.
And then Gearbox was making this straight up shooter ass aliens game. So that's right.
That's why it's in my queue. It's just because I had AVP 2 when I was a little. And
you know, I just watched AVP the first movie last week.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I own it.
I
watch it again.
I watched Predator 2 on TV the other night.
Classic.
Danny Glover.
Danny Glover.
People say that's a bad movie, but I disagree.
No, I don't know how to feel.
Take it.
I was lit. It was late, and I was tired. I think I liked it more than I should.
Did Danny Glover win?
I don't know.
Danny Glover always wins.
Danny Glover was in a movie, really, so he was winning.
It'd be so great if, like, in a next AVP, they showed a Predator's trophy wall and Danny Glover's head was on it.
Hey, have you not seen Sniper?
I've
seen
Sniper.
Danny Glover does not win.
That's not canon, so that's just... That's not Danny Glover.
Predator
canon.
2, Gary Busey was killed by the Predator, right?
Yep, yeah.
That would never happen in real life. Gary Busey would.
Gary Busey, actually, his face does that. Yeah.
Like, after 10 minutes, the alien would just blow himself up after being with Gary Busey.
End up getting drunk together.
But anyways,
Gary Busey would actually snort cocaine off of the Predator's head.
Yeah.
2 out of the 3 stars of Predator have had office. United States offices.
Yeah.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, sure. I love that.
So when's Carl Weathers running for office?
Wow, how has he not? Like, let's be serious here.
Actually, there was a skit on Saturday Night Live.
He's absurdly popular.
Like, oh, really?
They did a Carl Weathers skit on Saturday Night Live like 10 years ago. And he was like, just vote for me, Carl Weathers. I can be anything. I'll be governor. I'll be I was in, and the reason, he's like, the number one reason to vote for me, I was in Predator.
Somebody else ran into that bill a couple years ago.
But anyways, back on that game.
Anyway.
I was going to go on a tangent, but it's been too long. Basically, that game got panned because it has like really bad AI. It doesn't look very good. It's really short. Its story is contrived, and it doesn't explain anything very well. And
cool.
The multiplayer is kind of just a throw-in.
So it's a licensed game.
Do you know how...
Yeah,
exactly. That's what I was worried about. So I'll be sending it back to Gamefly pretty quickly.
You could probably just play it in one sitting and then just send it back.
Yeah. And did you get an email?
Yeah.
We had been, in previous podcasts, we did discussed how long it takes for Gamefly to get to our specific town.
This podcast has been brought to you by Gamefly.
And we just got an email that said that they opened up a new distribution center closer to us.
Yeah,
so
where?
Kansas
okay.
City.
Ooh.
I was trying to be quiet, you know, Kansas in case City, we didn't Missouri. Want to know where people to know where we were. You know, I don't know, but whatever.
Hey, man, if somebody wants to stop
us, we live
us,
in Des Moines.
Come on over.
It's okay. So, yeah, now they have a Kansas City distribution center, so hopefully
leave your
faster.
Love knives at the door.
So we shall see how quickly I get rid of APP and
get DMC.
Get DMC, I think. Or Metal Gear, I think, is next up in my queue.
F that game.
No.
I think DMC will fill your hacking stuff niche.
Yeah, probably.
So.
Did you love Metal Gear Solid 4?
I've never played a Metal Gear.
Then don't start here.
I know, but I can't.
I was going to start here.
Don't start
one.
Here. You're doing it wrong.
But I'm not going to buy like all the PlayStations so I can play Metal Gear.
If you're not crazy, if you're not crazy yet, you're not going to be crazy now.
But this is the first
you
one
for Xbox. You
know
what I really
Xbox.
Want? When does the next Splinter Cell come out? That happens this summer, right? I think it does.
It's either spring or fall.
I missed that game. I like Splinter Cells.
All right. Well, there's a new one coming out. Black
list.
Black I'm looking list. Forward to it. Also, Tomb Raider looks interesting.
Oh, I was going to ask you, Matt. Did I think in a previous podcast I swore that game off, right? And said I'll never play it.
Play what?
Tomb Raider, the new Tomb Raider.
All I remember is you thought that you were really uncomfortable with how
the marketing,
they were treating
right? Yeah.
Lara and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if you swore off never to play it, but you were pretty pissed about it, so
okay.
I remember that.
I remember being pissed about it, but I don't remember if I said I'm gonna boycott it because of how weird it was.
I'll play it.
What, just like taking this sex symbol and then making her a child?
No, like twisting the sex symbol into a different kind of sex symbol where it's like, oh, this is a totally helpless lady who's like running away from rape and you're the only one who can save her. And that's what the game was being marketed as at conventions where it's like, oh, she's totally helpless and she's a lady and listen to her make these weird lady noises.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
She's in trouble.
I just thought she was supposed to get hurt.
And then one of the developers said, like, we wanted to make Lara Croft appear to be in tough situations that she couldn't get out of normally, so the average male gamer would want to help her.
That's kind of weird.
And I was like, ugh.
That's gross.
I just got the jiblies.
Yeah. Which is odd.
Not the good downstairs kind.
Does anybody else... Does anybody here actually feel that way when they're playing video games? Am I helping the main character? Like, here, by sticking my thumb up your ass, we're going to go this way. Like, what? No, that's not how that works. I am the main character.
Now I can't unthink that.
Yeah, that's what you're doing with your thumb.
Mass Effect has a totally different feel to it. Mm,
you're going to finish it now?
Just, I wonder what the analogous idea for buttons would be. What am I pushing? Let that float that out there for you.
Is this what you think?
Let that one simmer.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's absurd to like, oh, the male gamer want to help her. No, the male gamer is her, and it's besides that being a little weird.
I just having the psychology, even if that is the case and it's working on me on some weird subconscious level, like I don't want to be told that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want somebody to be like,
right.
Hey, you know, the reason why she's designed this way is so that you want to take care of her. And I'm like, ah.
Yeah.
No.
Do you suppose they tried to do that with Resident Evil 4? They failed.
Leon!
God.
I think they were 100% successful in their endeavors on that one.
I super care about her.
Yeah.
I'm kind of the opposite. I just want to see what happens if you just let it go.
What if she bleeds out?
All right, guys. I think we'll wrap this one up here. Matt, do you want to say anything?
No, I'm good.
All right. since we were talking about PlayStation 3 stuff, I took some pictures of the back of the box of PlayStation 3 games. So, we'll do some trivia here. And it's...
Nothing to contribute to this.
PlayStation 3 games, back of box.
I'm going
to
play Words of Friends. You want to play Words of Friends?
There's current generation shit, guys, on PlayStation 3. I can't get much more specific than that.
Oh, someone's playing me. Hold on.
Okay. Tell me when you're ready.
No. He's not. He's doing something else.
Oh, wait. It's me.
Yeah.
We don't have PlayStations.
All right. First one here.
Triple square.
It says, tense dungeon crawling, fearsome enemy encounters, and groundbreaking online.
Ryan. Mega Man.
Close, classic. No. Classic callback. Well done.
Keep going.
Groundbreaking online features.
Matt.
Sounds like no PlayStation game.
Dark Souls?
Yes.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's an online game.
Yeah.
Groundbreaking.
Groundbreaking.
Online.
Freaky, man. Freaky.
It sounds like a PlayStation online feature.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, here's the next one. It says, I'm going to omit obvious things that would give this away. So it says, the blank, once in Oceanic Paradise has been torn apart by civil war. Now you must join the resistance or security faction.
Matt. Brink.
Yes. It is Brink.
I never played that game because it was only a multiplayer.
It was really bad.
All right. Here we go. Number three. Your smallest decisions can change everything. The blank has taken a new victim. In a terrorized city, the hunt for a child will lead four unconnected people, to ask the same question. How far will you go to stop a killer? Play all four roles in this psychological thriller.
Matt. Heavy Rain.
Heavy Rain. Matt, you are 4 for 4.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out I don't own a PlayStation.
I don't.
Yeah, no,
I got.
All right, next one.
I figured I'd put this J.
A massive explosion rips through six blocks of blank, Matt, killing...
This is Infamous.
Yes. Matt, again.
Yep. I know my games.
I don't know what to do. All right, to tie, Matt, here we go. A 400-year-old clue in a coffin of Sir Blank,
Matt,
sets...
Uncharted.
Yes.
Drake's Fortune.
Oh, I was going to say Medieval.
Uncharted. These are all PlayStation 3 games. All right. We're going to skip that first couple of sentences. When federal agents threaten his family, former outlaw Blank is forced to pick up his guns
Matt,
again.
I'll give you guys a chance. Think.
I don't care.
It's a cowboy game.
I'm going to throw these fucking coins. Yeah.
What did there.
You
say?
Hey.
There you go.
Chris Bastion.
Hey, you're not playing.
What did he say?
No, I am.
I just Red got Dead one Redemption. Of the double square. I just scored.
All right.
Remember, QI is a word.
I know. That,
let
my
the record
just play that.
Call for it.
Let the record show that Matt was graciously giving up that point because he already knew it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. next one. The premier weapon-based fighting game reinvented featuring new and favorite characters and guests from the blank.
Whatever.
And
PlayStation Battle
blank.
All-Stars.
Soul Calibur.
Okay.
Also.
Four.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me read those blanks here. And favorite characters and guests from the Star Wars Galaxy Darth Vader and his apprentice. Yeah, so... SoCal 4. Nice, Ryan. All right. next one. I have always fought alone. But one man cannot defeat the entire blank, so I have recruited my fellow blank together. We will cleanse the corruption from the holy city of Rome.
God of War?
Together we will forge the blank.
I don't know.
You said Rome, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he did.
Is this a PS3 exclusive?
Lead and control the legendary blank. Master the possibilities as blank and conquer Rome. An award-winning multiplayer experience.
Hannibal.
No.
I don't remember. It's probably obvious.
Yeah. Assassin's Creed to Brotherhood.
Mm.
It's the one I didn't play.
You should play it. It's probably the best one.
Oh, wait, no, I played Brotherhood.
All right, this is the one that I don't think anybody will get.
Okay.
Lead your country to victory! As the heroic Commander Blank, lead your small platoon to defend the country against the Empire's invading enemy forces.
Matt,
with Blank...
Valkyria Chronicles.
Yep. Nice.
Never played that
either. I was going to guess Risk the board game.
All right, last one. Sorry for all your suffering. Blank, a human paradise, floats above the world of Blank when an ancient entity of Blank origin awakens.
Matt. Final Fantasy 13.
Yep. On the outskirts of Cocoon City, paradise is threatened from within. Chosen by Destiny's six fuckers must not give a shit because this game is garbage. The end.
Not as bad as the sequel.
Right. I don't know what the end of the score was, but I think it was Matt crushed everybody. So, brush up on your PlayStation 3 games.
Nah.
All right. Well, we probably won't do this again. probably Xbox next week or something. Actually,
next week with the PlayStation announcement.
Yeah, I don't know what we're gonna Xbox. Do. We may. I think
we'll be a day before it happens. It happens on the 20th.
Yeah, which is a Wednesday. So mm-hmm. We're not going to have a podcast next week. So look for videos next week.
Oh, okay.
And then podcast 2 weeks.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
You guys are free to go.
Chica-chica. Bye.